that he had talked to you and you'd agreed to $1.40 and 50 and 60 and that you were going to see me at a reception that night and that you had seen me and that I had agreed to it.
Well, that just isn't true.
And I told him that it wasn't, and I told him that you had discussed it with me before Miami, but that our people had said that this raise would come 67, right at the most dangerous period, and while our heart bleeds for the people at the bottom of the ladder, we want to be sure that we don't cheapen the dollar so that all the workers in the country will pay for it, and I'm the one that kicks off inflation. I told him that Dent had only talked to me about one thing, and that was that he had said that he had the restaurant workers and the hotel workers and all the other agreed to proposals that labor and he had worked on, and they all accepted it, the associations. But the big problem was putting in $1.40 in February 67 and $1.60 in February 68. That would move back the $1.40 for 5 months into the year 67. He said the reason for doing that would be that they could keep books through the end of the year. They wouldn't be having all this confusion just before the November elections. That they could move it up away from the 68 ones, up 7 months earlier, that they'd get 20 cents more. And that he thought it would be a little better than the $1.40, $1.60. I told him that I had agreed only to let the advisors look at it and agree on it, and that they were studying that now. Meany said, much to my surprise, that that was what they would like, and he thought they could buy that. I told him I understood Dubinsky and Potowski and some of them had problems with it because their contracts expired in September. And he said no, they didn't, and that that they could go for that. I said, well, let's let the council study it and see what they come up with. They've come up with a memo that they've just delivered to me. And they say that the proposal is almost as good as the original $1.40-$1.60. For the 5 months, September 66 to February 67, the new minimum wage is 15 cents lower. For the 12 months, February 67 to 68, the new minimum wage is the same. For 7 months, February 68 to September 68, the new minimum wage is 20 cents higher. The average over the whole 24 months is a little higher. But the important thing for you, Mr. President, is the period when it is higher comes at the end. And we regard this new proposal as very acceptable. I told Meany that the council thought they'd go along with it, that I wanted to talk to you, and then I'd have to talk to McCormick and the other people. I didn't want to do any of this unless I was sure that everybody in his outfit was on board and enthusiastic for it. Because if we had to have a bunch of hearings and they were going to continue to mouth like they did at Miami, that they would divide us and it would be bad for the new congressmen, most of whom were friendly to labor. That I don't have to have them. I can get my salary paid, I guess. But I think it's to their interest to have them back here. He said that he could assure me that would be true. I told him after I talked to you and after I talked to McCormick that then I would call him back. So that's where I am at the moment.
All right, first, just one word on the record. I guess you, you probably know it. You know that Dent came away from that meeting, called the labor people, told them that he had your okay on either of these two propositions. Then called me after he talked to the labor people, told me that he had he'd got from you an okay on the $1.40, $1.50, $1.60. Now, he's just crazy. But
yes, I never gave him any such, and he didn't mention it to me. And what he did was this, Bill, on the $1.40, in February, and the $1.60. Now, that's what he proposed.
Yes.
The other, you had proposed it to me once before, said, don't you think we might try to work this out before you went to Miami or down in Miami? I've forgotten which. You mentioned the dollar.
I called you, and you said that we may want to consider that later and stay away from it.
That's right. That's right.
What I've done.
That's right. Now, Dent is just misrepresenting everything. But what I did tell Dent, he was at swearing in. He urged me to talk to him a minute. I said, come on up. He sat down. He said, I've got this all worked out, $1.40 February, $1.60 February. I said, well, now, Dent, I cannot give you any indication because I don't have any idea how it affects it. Let me suggest two things. I will ask the council to evaluate it. You get in touch with Secretary Wirtz and tell him your proposal, because he is the person that I look to handle this legislation. So that's all I said. I made no commitment, no nothing, and the only reason I had him get in touch with you is so I wouldn't.
He was completely faithful on that, but the only thing he told me as far as figures is concerned is the $1.40, $1.50, $1.60. Well, he just can't be relied on.
But anyway, they're all on board now on $1.40 and $1.60 beginning in February 67 and February 68.
It's a good outcome.
It gives them a little more than we'd hope, but it gives it to them when we can stand it. We hope that by February 68, that we may be needing this.
Yep.
You see what I mean?
Oh, I think it's good. It's a good result.
And it doesn't shoot things up now until February, and that gives us a whole damn year to get behind Vietnam.
This is fine, just fine.
And now I will call McCormick, and if he doesn't upset things, then I guess would you take the labor people committees then? And I guess I ought to tell Henry Wilson. And who else do I need to talk to?
Everything is all finished up as far as Meany's concerned.
Well, I told him I'd have to talk to you.
Okay.
I didn't. I commit that if you ought to call him or you want me to call him.
Whichever, at your suggestion.
I believe it'd be better for you. I think I'd call him and say the president's called me and told me this $1.40 February and $1.60, and I have looked into it, and I agree with it, George, and I'm going to recommend the president do it. I want to be sure that you're on board, that you agreed to it.
Right.
So that he knows that we don't act until you stamp it. Then I think I'll call McCormick,
right,
because I talked to him yesterday. Then you take him from there on.
Very good. You didn't find any strong personal feeling on the Meany business?
Not a bit. Not against me and not against you. I went into it pretty strong with him, though. I was a little hurt. I said to him, now, George, I think you know that I voted for 14B. I think you know that when I reverse myself, it's not easy. It's just not easy on your conscience. It's just not easy on the individual. But I just listen to you and Bill Wirtz and the other people who have given me guidance in the labor field. And I said, I tried my plan now for almost 20 years, and it hadn't brought peace. Maybe I'd try y'all's. So I told you I couldn't make speech for it. I didn't even promise you I'd put it in the message. I knew if I elaborated on it, they'd pull out my old speeches.
Yeah.
But I genuinely supported it, and I had words to put it in my letter going up there. And you said that's as far as you thought I could go without being a handicap. Now then, you came to me and asked me to get Mike Monroney, and I got him. I called you three times, my record showed, and told you that you were in trouble, and deep trouble, and these folks, the liberals, weren't even playing with you. I talked to one, well, Teddy Kennedy told me that there's no interest in it, and things of that kind. I told you, George, that you had a problem there. Now, you asked me to contact, to have the White House contact senators. Here are the 61 that we contacted, and here's the name, here's the time, here's the place. Now, for you to have your people say down there that I'm insincere, and that the administration is insincere, I can't understand it. I can understand you denouncing Dirksen. I can understand you even fussing at Mansfield for not keeping him in session at night. But I can't understand you fussing at us for one damn thing. And he said, well, I agree with you, but said, Joe Kennan's best friend told me that, said, you know, George, that if the president wants to, he can make Mansfield do anything. And said, I told him, well, I know he can't, because if he could, Mansfield wouldn't have filed that report on Vietnam. It's got us in all this trouble. He doesn't control. Well, he said, you control us. When you tell us what to do, you do it. George said, well, sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. But he said, Mr. President, I I think you've done everything you could. And I said, well, now I haven't gone into unemployment compensation. Well, he said, I want to go into minimum wage. And he did, and then he left. And so I got Gardner. Gardner studied it. They've come up, and I had to kind of push them a little bit because this is last night, about 7 o'clock, when I got to Gardner. He had just come in, though, within the last 20 minutes.
Yep.
And you were in the car, and I talked to Meany, told Meany that Gardner had said that this was livable, that it gives them more than the other, but that it's livable because it comes at the end of the thing, and none of us want to keep a poor person from getting as much minimum as we can. That's the, but we just don't want to ruin his bricklayers. And so I told him I'd check with you when I could reach you. Then I'd get back to him. So you just tell him that I'll check with you, that you've studied it, your people, that y'all are for it. It's a little better than $1.40-60, not much, but some. And that if he's on board, you're going to call the president and recommend it.
Okay.
And that you're sure it'll be done.
Will do. He didn't mention Cummins had his picnic.
No, didn't mention it. Didn't mention unemployment compensation. I said, I won't talk to you about unemployment compensation. Yep. He didn't bring it back up.
He did not raise emergency disputes.
No.
You still want to go ahead with that?
Yes, I think it didn't mention the way the board either. You know what he said on inflation? We talked about at great length. He said we ought to have control. Said, I think it worked in Roosevelt's administration. We put them on. I think we ought to have them. I said, George, I don't believe I can get them through Congress. Just hell. He said Weber was no good. Something ought to be done. That Weber was coming in here. That he would do everything he could. That he just didn't know how to handle it. Didn't know what the answer was.
Well, it was a good conversation. I'm glad it's worked out this way.
Well,
I'll follow up on it right
away. You're a great source of comfort to me. And your counsel is always good. And I read you. I read you. I read you.